So tonight it seems I joined the ranks of the Insomniac Booze. It's about 4:05 and I'm wide awake. I've made good use of being wide awake, I suppose. Been doing some work on Audio Booth. Not doing too much yet until I am certain how the feed's going to look once the magic tags feature comes online. And I've also done a basic back build of in1minute.org, which is functional, but all switched off in the background at the minute. Till I finish styling it or start styling it. It's very, very simple placeholder site really at the moment. But the framework's there and working. We've got a slight problem with the tagging because most people have tagged their in1minute booze in the title as opposed to as a tag, which is unfortunate, as the tags have much more functionality to them. So that's good. I mean, that's positive. I'm not feeling like particularly depressed or anything. Feeling all right, just wide awake. I'm convinced the other day was because I was late taking my medication one day, and I think it messed it up. I think it's still at an early stage of sort of getting the balance in my brain chemistry right, so I think that was a bad thing to do. And possibly explained why I hit a real low the other day after getting quite steady on my medication recently. And it, you know, resulted in me not feeling comfortable hanging around at Tara Bush's gig today at Pure Groove, which was gutting because I really wanted to go there, you know, and just because I think Tara's a fantastic musician, and it was really nice to see her and Maff. But you know, I didn't want to sort of be out in public and have a panic attack, and you know, I'm making progress and I haven't had a public panic attack for a while, and I'm not trying to avoid the situation, but I was super anxious this morning, so despite taking some medication, it was best that I did it the way I did it. I haven't been booing as much because I'm a bit sort of, I haven't really got a lot to say of any sort of great enthusiasm at the minute. Not because I'm really low or anything, just because I've not been doing that much, and I've not had a lot of motivation, and because of my pills, and I think because of messing up on my medication. But I've been having lots of ideas and things, and been learning a bit about looking into getting an iPhone developer license, because I really fancy having a go at this little idea I've had, which might be a waste of time, but I don't know. It's I've mocked it up in using a content management system and database and stuff, and it basically does is integrates a lot of different APIs into one very simple iPhone app with three buttons, which basically allows you to post any media anywhere on the web really quickly to Twitter, Facebook, or you know, whatever. Much as Pixelpipe does, except in the sense that it allows you to post to forums and to all sorts of places, but Pixelpipe just deals with an image. This deals with all kinds of media, any media, and the thing that I've been trying to work out whether it's a good idea or not is that I'm planning the upload speed to be super quick, so that effectively and what I'd love to have is a cloud-based grabbing of the files, but I've got a dedicated server to test it on for now. The idea is that it grabs files really quickly from your mobile device, and then it deals with the buffering and sending them. So, for example, for Audio Boo, it would submit your boos for you, having you integrate, you know, given it authority to using the forthcoming API. So it would queue and submit them, and would be a good way of people who can't afford or justify paying for the pro app to upload more than one boo at once. All the server would be doing is effectively buffering, caching the media and then forwarding it, and not taking a copy, not keeping a stored copy, because I want it to be a low overhead idea. Just a router, really.